As we entered the second month of the year, Holmes County continued to grow, be recognized for accomplishments, improve resources, and prepare for a big primary election. With this look back to 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick. The 38th Enterprise Agreement would be approved by the Holmes County Commissioners and would be for Holmes siding contractors in the Holmes manufacturing arm of the business, which is currently in the village of Kilbuck, but would be out of space and had purchased 62 acres in Kilbuck Township on U.S. Route 62. They are looking to put $8.5 million into the building and another $1.25 million into machinery and equipment.
Their plan is to construct a 165,000 square foot manufacturing facility for the Holmes manufacturing.
It's just on the flats out there.
It's right out there in the flats. And so the plan is to build new manufacturing facility for Holmes manufacturing. It'll be used for the purpose of manufacturing aluminum building products.
We have revenue for helping some of the costs of that township really has a challenge in some of their township roads, I think. Much as, yes, it's 50%, about 50% they didn't have, and that when you do something like this, you have a possibility of other businesses wanting to do place in township like Kilbuck.
Holmes Wayne Electric would start construction on a new substation in Holmesville on State Route 83, just north of County Road 245. This would be the second substation in the Holmesville area and will serve the Holmesville area, north central Holmes, and south central Wayne County. This is a $2.5 million investment.
We are a distribution co-op, so we own from the substation and lines to the house. So we have about 19 substations, 2,300 miles of line. We pay IOUs to transmit electric to our substation. So we chose that location because there is an AEP transmission line right there. So the large metal poles that people are seeing are actually owned by AEP that's going to deliver the power to our substation there. So not only will service individuals in that area, but all of our substations are tied together so they can backfeed. So if we have an issue with a substation, whether it's from our end or a transmission supplier issue, we then can backfeed. So the more diversification we have, so we're going to go from 19 subs to 20 subs. So it offers some flexibility there and some reliability to neighboring substations.
Holmes Fire District 1 began outfitting a new technical rescue trailer that will be housed at the District 1, but would be available to any department. It will be designed to carry tools that aren't carried on normal rescue trucks.
Extra cribbing, tools that are used beyond what we might use this on a normal crash. This might be a building collapse, confined space rescue, out in the woods, hunters up in a tree stand, high angle rescue type things. Items that we can't carry on our rescue truck because they're already full of everything else we need. If the fire department finds that they're beyond what they carry, they can call us, and since we're staffed 24 hours a day, we can get that trailer on the road, search wherever they're at, and if they find they need our equipment, we can provide it. If they find they don't need it, that's fine. We'll turn around and come back. But it gets this vehicle moving with this extra equipment that will either be used or not used.
Holmes County Engineer Chris Young would share that the Spelsey Bridge on Wally Road won a teamwork award along with two of the entities they partnered with.
The 2024 Bill Conaway Award. It'll be presented to us, Kokosing, and ODOT District 11 at the February 27th Con Expo.
Three elected officials were recognized for their service to Holmes County at the annual Lincoln Day dinner. They would be State Representative Daryl Kick, who is terming out, Commissioner Ray Eiler, and posthumously Coroner Dr. Robert Anthony.
Had our own five children, and we fostered, so with her law practice and with all the children and stuff going on, it was always tough for her to go with me a lot of times. But yeah, I have joked that, you know, when you're a dairy farmer, you're not always in the house much. So she was used to me being gone, I guess. But she was been extremely supportive the whole time, and it is very important to have family behind you and want you to do something like this, because you are gone a lot. You're gone a lot of evenings and different things. So really appreciate this. This is going to be well cherished. Thank you all.
But Ray's impact extends far beyond the Holmes County Commissioner's office. He is a cornerstone and a genuinely nice guy, known for his generosity, his kindness, and his willingness to lend a helping hand to those in need. Ray, on behalf of the Holmes County Republican Party, and the entire community, I am proud to accept this award in your honor. Thank you, my friend, Holmes County Commissioner Ray Eiler, for your service, for your leadership, and for your enduring commitment to making Holmes County the best it can be. We wish you a speedy recovery and look forward to welcoming you back with open arms. God bless you, and God bless Holmes County.
We did get up a lot during the night, but he really enjoyed the paramedics and the sheriff's department and the police department, and even on his last day, when he passed, they were sharing all the stories. We knew all the paramedics, and they were sharing stories while he was sitting there looking out at the view. And then the funeral home came, and they shared stories, and so he had a good send-off. But he really did enjoy the county and enjoyed his job.
The Village of Nashville would be close to finishing their history book that was being put together by a group of 10 of them and was started to preserve the history and pictures of Nashville and goes out about 3.5 miles. They would begin taking pre-orders and anticipated a release around Memorial Day.
I have Rosanna Armbrust, Cheryl Arwood, Georgia Garnes, Dan Gall, Cinnamon Johnson, Pat Lang, Troy Miller, Terry Sauer, Craig Walkerow, and Ruth Walkerow.
Rosanna has really been the one that's continuously pulled stuff together and a lot of typing, and she's really been the one to pull things together on. Some had little pieces, some had quite a bit. Leplaws out of Nashville were in a lot. Pat had the library that went clear back to her grandfather having the library at one time. So there was a lot, some people had a lot, were in a lot of things. Walkville's outside of Nashville were in 4-H forever, and people in the fire department had quite a bit. So some had a little bit, some had a lot there.
Early voting would begin for the March primary and would be one of the biggest primary elections in Holmes County in a while. There would be 2 commissioner seats with 2 Republicans running for one and 5 Republicans running for the other. There would be no Democrats running for commissioner, so the winner of the primary would ultimately win the seat. For state representative of the 98th district, there would be 3 Republicans running and only 1 Democrat, so the winner of the Republicans would go up against the Democrat in November. Around the state, the 1-year anniversary of the East Palestine train derailment would be marked with the first visit from President Biden. The cleanup cost was an estimated $1 billion, and there had been 174,000 tons of contaminated soil removed. The School Bus Safety Working Group, started by Governor DeWine, released their 17 recommendations to make getting to school safer, and mandating seatbelts on buses was not one of them. A statewide Amber Alert would be triggered on a missing 5-year-old Darnell Taylor, and 2 days later would end tragically as his foster mother, Pammy May, told investigators his body would be found in a sewage drain. 2 weeks later, she would be indicted on aggravated murder, tampering with evidence, and abuse of corpse charges. A judge granted a temporary restraining order for Pastor Chris Avell of Dad's Place, who is fighting zoning violations in Bryan, Ohio. Wendy's would announce that they were going to test out dynamic pricing and would quickly clarify how they were going to approach that after different reports in the media. And finally, 2 new indictments were announced against former First Energy executives accused in the Ohio House Bill 6 scandal. Those would be for Chuck Jones and Michael Dowling, and they, along with Sam Randazzo, would plead not guilty to a total of 27 felony charges. Larry Householder, who had already been sentenced to 20 years in prison, would announce that he's appealing his conviction. With this look at 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.